Welcome to the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, where we bring you a weekly dose of powerlifting news, tips, and training advice with a touch of 80s rock ballads. This podcast is presented by Team Roar Powerlifting, your source of the most comprehensive coaching and meet day preparation. Here are your hosts, Josh Roar and Lara Sturm.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is just me today, no Lara. We were actually said a couple weeks ago that we were going to take this one off, but we have a couple updates. I just want to make sure everybody's aware of, since it's a new year, some new rules are going into effect. So this one might be more boring, but it is what it is. So we'll get right to it. High school meets. There are a lot of high school state championships and things coming up early this year. And as of the new rule book coming out, there has been a change in the high school only meets in that you can no longer wear shorts and a t-shirt instead of a singlet at competition. So if you are competing in a high school competition, do know that you need to adhere to the same uniform standards as everybody else, and that is a singlet and a t-shirt when you're squatting and benching, and then it's still when you're deadlifting, you can just wear a singlet and no shirt. So that's the first one. The Georgia State meet registration has closed. So the final count there is 314 lifters out of the 325 cap that was announced. So that's going to be a big meet coming up the end of February. And that's up in Cartersville. One other update that we want to make sure people are aware, that qualifying totals for raw and equipped nationals for the open division and the masters division, the qualifying totals have been updated as of December 31st. So make sure you check that new qualifying total before you do your meets in 2024 to make sure that you are, shooting for the correct number. One change for referees that is going into effect on January 1st is the discontinuing of khaki pants. So basically, referees in 2024 have to wear the gray dress pants with black socks and black dress shoes. So khakis are no longer allowed. They do have to be full length pants, no capris, no stretchy pants, things like that. They have to be actual dress pants. So you will see a little bit of a difference in referee appearance in 2024. And basically this is to match the same pants that is used in the national uniform. So you'll still see the blue polos, but you'll see the gray dress pants instead of the khakis in 2024. All right. So rule book review. We'll touch on two rules here. Both dealing with the squat, section 4.1.2, just a little addition there, says that the bar has to be held horizontally across the shoulders and upper back, in parentheses behind the head. So this has always come up, not always, but a lot of times people ask the question, like, can we front squat? Well, the rule's always been no, but it's never been explicitly said it has to be behind the head. So that's been an addition there. And another clarification, this is not a change either, but it's just a clarification. So people quit asking the question, I guess. A grip with one or more fingers on the underside of the bar or in contact with the bar is prohibited. So that just means your fingers have to be over the bar. You can't do like a talon grip or anything like that. Again, that's never been allowed, but it's just never been clearly explained in the rule book. So there's no questions there. Section 4.1.4, talking about the squat, the attempt is deemed to have commenced when the lifter begins to descend. So previously it was deemed to commence when the knee's unlocked, but that's been changed because, this other addition, slight unlocking or relocking of the knees prior to the descent that is clearly and obviously not part of the actual descent for the attempt is not a reason to disqualify the lift. So blah, 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 short version. The lift starts when the lifter begins to descend, not when the knees unlock. So that's a change in what is defined as the beginning of the lift. Because some people when they take their breath, they slightly bend their knees. And by rule, that used to be considered their beginning of the attempt. So that's just been clarified and simplified so that that doesn't affect those lifters, because it's clearly not meant to be their start of their squat. So hopefully that makes sense there. But again, that's section 4.1.4 in the rule book, if you want to go and read that, which brings us to the new lifter tip. Again, this is going to be short and sweet today. Don't beat yourself up when you don't feel 100%, especially through the holidays. A lot of my lifters have been messaging me like, hey, everything's feeling terrible. Am I getting weaker? Blah, blah, blah. It's not just the holidays. Like sometimes you're a little overtrained. Sometimes you're under recovered. Those things happen. Don't beat yourself up about it. Do your best to correct them, recovery, nutrition, sleep, all those things. And just give yourself a chance to get back to 100%. So when you're not 100%, it happens. Just roll with it and do your best to get back to 100%. Keep moving forward. So that's it. Short and sweet today. We'll be back next week with Laura, hopefully. So you don't have to just listen to me. All right. Happy New Year, everybody. Later.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode of the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, please remember to subscribe and share it with your friends.